Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and I'll talk to the author about their latest project. We'll tell you where you can find them on social media, and perhaps we'll even give you the opportunity to meet them. Joining me today is a fascinating young man, Bernard Robinson. He's here to talk about his book, Surviving Life, Quick Tips. Welcome, Bernard.
Thank you, Suzanne. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well. Excited to talk to you. You have a really interesting background, Bernard. Let me get you to introduce yourself a little to the listeners. Tell them a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Bernard Robinson Jr., and I'm a published author, I'm a tech consultant, and I'm an ordained theologian. And I received my bachelor's and master's degree from New Hope Christian College. And I just have extensive background in computer technology as well. So I worked at AOL and for Microsoft, and I'm currently working for Apple right now. So, and I just have extensive innate computer experience since going back to the age of six. And my first computer was put in my hand by my father, was a Commodore 64. So that's how far back I go.
There are some of our listeners who are going, what?
So,
who was your target audience for this book? Did you have somebody in mind when you wrote it?
Mostly, it's mostly for all ages, but mainly teens all the way to mature adults. So I wanted to give just a type of a modern survival guide when I wrote this book called Survival Life Quick Tips, because it deals with a lot of computer literacy and ways to become more money savvy, and deals with budgeting, and also how to identify money-making scams, so in this book as well. So, and it also gives you different savings on how you can deal with the best savings on the internet, cable, and other household bills. So that's the main reason why I wrote this.
You've got seven sections in the book, and under each one of the sections, you have several chapters, at least two chapters. Is there one chapter that you think is particularly important that you'd like to bring our listeners' attention to?
Yes. Main reason about this, I wrote this book, is because there's a huge disconnect between our wealth in this country, the United States of America, this great land of ours, and how we manage our finances. So the section on the dangers of credit card bills and student loans is the main thing I wanted to highlight in writing this, so that we can, if we have more money in our pockets that we save, it lightens our attention on bills and everything like that. So that's one of the main reasons I wanted to highlight in this book.
I thought that it was interesting that you talked about scams, and you not only talked about dating scams and email and phone scams, but you also talked about recognizing economic scams and religious scams. Tell me a little bit about those sections.
Yes. Actually, I was involved in an economic scam when I was a teenager, and also a religious scam that disguised itself as a legitimate church, but it wasn't. And so I wanted to highlight and write about the dangers of how they can persuade anybody from just no education to all the way to a PhD. And that's why I just wanted to write the pitfalls of how, what I went through, and, how I got out of it, and how, I could save others from the same type of pitfalls that I experienced. So that was the main point in those two chapters.
We're all susceptible.
We are. We are.
I mean, it's so frightening out there to think about how people can hack into your email or get hold of your information. Do you address those kinds of things in the book as well?
Yes, I do. I do. Because my third book that I'm getting published right now, it deals with anti-theft cybersecurity. And in that, it just teaches you different tips on how you can avoid getting hacked by you know, cyber thieves, you know, just about because cyber thieves use what you call these things called scanners, that they scan your information through your home. They drive by through your home, and anything you have laid out, any credit card information or financial information you have laid out, they can get a hold of it really quickly. So by this book, Survival Life Quick Tips, and my third book is going to be addressing all those concerns.
When did you start writing?
I started writing in the year of 2004, and at first it was just articles, and then it ended up becoming my first book, which is 33 chapters. It's called It's Not Because of Me. So, I did was on a radio addressing these writings, 10 of my writings, on the air on a Fish radio station, which is owned by SiriusXM, so from 2005 to 2008.
Well, another thing that I think is very exciting is that your book is going to be featured at the Frankfurt Book Fair that will be held in Frankfurt, Germany, October the 11th
yes,
through the
will.
15th. Are you excited about that?
Right. Are you going? Yes, very excited.
Are you going to get to go?
No, I have too much work here with Apple and other publications, but I know the great people at Litfire Publishing will promote my book well.
Well, and I think that your book is so right on target with what people are looking for and need to hear. I love it that you're addressing the student loan issue, because I know so many people who have taken out loans to go to school, and they just feel overwhelmed with the debt, and they can't seem to get it paid off.
Yeah, that's right. Because just like credit cards, it's like they're only able to pay the minimum, and then it's just a revolving cycle, you know, of torment in that sense, you know. So yeah, bad news that everybody deals with and everything. So that's why I wanted to write these books, just to, so that you have some ease on how to deal with it and manage it a lot better.
Did you learn anything yourself when you were writing these books?
Yes, I did. I mean, I learned a lot about what I know, and what about how better to help people, because I listen to you know, my audience and their needs and what needs to be addressed and everything, and so it helped me to become a better writer, and so I could fine tune these books of mine to the, you know, best of my God-given abilities.
Excellent. I'm sure that our listeners are wondering where they can find this book, and I want to make sure that I give them your name and spell it and the specific title of the book. Now, I always check on Amazon, because I know how many people use that as their source of purchasing books. So if they go to the Amazon website, there's a book search feature at the top, and the name of your book is Surviving Life Quick Tips by Bernard, B-E-R-N-A-R-D, Robinson, R-O-B-I-N, S-O-N. And if they just put that in the book search feature, click on it, they go right to your book. And there's a very nice excerpt. And one of the things that I thought was so interesting about your book was at the very end of that excerpt, there's a really nice bio. So it tells about all of the different things that you've done. That's how I knew you were such an incredible guy, and I wanted our listeners to know a little bit about it. Where else is the book available besides Amazon, Bernard?
Barnes & Noble and Google Play and Apple iTunes. So those areas, because I have it in hardcover, softcover, and Kindle version.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. Now, you're doing a lot of things with social media. I know you have a website, so let's give the address for your website first of all.
Sure, it's B as in boy, R as in Richard, N as in Nancy, E as in elephant, A as in apple, R as in Richard, L as in Lance, I as in ink, N as in Nancy, X as in xylophone.org. So brnearlinks.org.
Now, what will they find if they go to your website? What all is there?
So once you go to my website, you'll just read a lot of information about me. But right on the front page, you'll see a hyperlink to where you can get my books. Just click on where it says Amazon or Barnes & Noble, Google Play, or Apple iTunes. Just click on it, and then it goes right to my books. So yeah, you have that information there.
And you're doing all kinds of social media. Tell me where else the listeners can find you, Bernard.
Other than Facebook, it'd be Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn, and YouTube.
So if they just put in your name, Bernard Robinson, they'll be able to pull you up?
Bernard Robinson Jr. Yeah.
They need to make sure they put that Jr. on there?
Right, because there's a lot of Bernard Robinson,
It's been such a pleasure to talk with you, and I really think your book is so important. What message would you like to leave our listeners with today?
Just, I'm just going to just read an excerpt from the back of my book, which is about my survival life quick tips. And it's this is just a modern day survival guide for day to day living. So, you know, and it's a compilation of easy and useful life skills for anyone. It talks about what you need to become computer literate and money savvy. The pages are filled with advice on improving the way you manage your finances, and tips on the best prices for internet, cable, and other household bills. Surviving Life Quick Tips also helps you with money-making scams, which I feel like these days, I mean, the whole world, I mean, is just being induced with a lot of scams and hacking. So that's one of the main points I wanted to give listeners for help on how to manage that a lot better.
Well, I want to thank you so much for writing this book and for being our guest today on Books on Air.
Oh, well, thank you for that.
Samuel Johnson once said, "A writer begins a book, a reader finishes it." I hope you'll join me next time for Books on Air. And until then, buy a book, read a book, share a book. And thanks so much for listening.